This is a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Coming to us from the big super city that is Tamaki Makaurau. We had a chat with this person in September last year about their single Famous, or they've recently put out a new EP called I'm That Bitch. Folks, it's Arden England. They're joining me from Tamaki, and we're going to be talking about this new EP. Good morning to you, Arden. How are we?
Good morning. How are we?
We're doing pretty chill. It's, you know, Dunedin is finally starting to feel like summer. People are rolling back in. There's going to be lots of partying soon. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Castle Street. It's kind of the party street, the infamous party street on campus.
I am. I need to come down more. I've only been to Dunedin once.
You should. You would kill it at an O-Week festival, I reckon. But Castle Street is paved with glass right now, so that's a sign that, you know, nature is healing down here.
Yes, fair enough. Well, I'm going to make that my goal, to come down and play a gig.
Okay, well, I can't wait to see that. And we'll talk more about the prospects of that later on, I guess. But first things first, does the name Richard Keith mean anything to you? Gone completely silent there. Are you there, Arden? Have you gone?
Yeah, sorry, it's cutting out.
Oh no, it is cutting out. Yeah, Zoom is a fickle mistress sometimes. But does that name mean anything to you?
Okay, ask the question again. I completely missed it.
Oh, does the name Richard Keith mean anything to you?
Richard Keith?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you're throwing me in the deep end in the morning. I know the name sounds really familiar.
I used to work with Richard Keith at a bar down here, and I told him that I interviewed you, and he was like, oh, I know Arden from back in Whanganui.
Yes. So I'm from Whanganui.
Mm.
Yeah. What bar was that?
Him and I worked at Woof down here. He moved down here from North last year before maybe. Yeah, 2024. But maybe he knows you better than you know him. I mean, that's happened. If someone tells me their name out of the blue, I wouldn't recognize them either.
Totally. Good place to name.
Next time you come down here, we'll have a reunion.
We'll go and give him a visit.
Yeah. Now, another silly question I had is that you're perhaps the second or third largest fan of the colour pink that I've had on the program. And I want to know, what's your favourite shade of pink?
Do you know what? I actually realised last night that I don't really like colour.
You don't wear a lot of colour?
I don't really like colour.
You don't really like...
Now that I've done this, now that I've done this EP and it was like pink and like yellows and all these kind of colours, I'm looking forward to going back to doing something a little bit more grungy.
Mm.
Black. My favourite shade of pink is black.
Oh, that's good, man. That's good. Well, maybe we'll see you do sort of an emo pop punk revival thing next. That could be fun. That could be really, really fun.
Yeah, sure. I'm ready to explore what's next.
Mm. Last time we talked, you were about to go do a laundromat show, and it sounds like you did a similar one last night for the EP launch. Is that correct?
Yes, so I just did one last night as well.
Mm. How do you turn a laundromat into a real fun, dancey, clubby space?
I mean, we turn the lights off, we put the DJ in. Last night I hung up like a clothesline, like all my old outfits.
Mm.
And then we put in some lights and we just turned into a dance floor for an hour and a half. It's so much fun.
Awesome. And were there just regular laundromat customers coming in? Or was it kind of a closed off
ticket? Funny, we do. We had quite a few people last night coming in doing their washing. Some people stayed for a little boogie while they were waiting. Some people turned around and walked out. Some people love it, you know. It was just creating a bit of fun.
That's amazing, man. That's so good. Oh, my goodness.
So good.
Just make any, you can make any space, a sort of club space, if you try hard enough.
Exactly. Anywhere is a party.
Mm-hmm. I listened to a korero with you from the start of last year with Andrew Whiteside, where you mentioned juggling being inspired from the people and art around you while trying to be a little bit more insular to kind of ensure that you are the main voice in your music and your art. Is that hard to balance?
I don't think so. Like, I was having this conversation the other day. Like, there's artists that definitely inspire me, but they will inspire me for different reasons. And it's usually, like, because they're pushing boundaries or, they're doing different things. But when it comes to writing my own music, I try to just kind of go and kind of write from my own experiences so that my music is the most authentic as it can be to myself.
Mm. And music was quite a sudden thing for you. You sort of closed your business that you'd had around for a few years to commit completely. And last year in September, you travelled to Sydney and Melbourne for writing sessions with other queer artists. You know, what lessons did you gain from that? You know, how did that enable you to be more yourself in your own music?
Yeah, so that was, it's been a year now that I've just been focusing on music, which has been amazing. And going to Australia was a real risk because I was kind of like, okay, I'm going to go for 2 months. You know, you plan things, some things don't happen the way that you necessarily want. It's kind of this aspect of going with the flow. And I played some gigs over there. I came back with a new song with a producer that I wanted to work with. And so it's really great because it's kind of just opened up more doors potentially for more Australia gigs and writing sessions in the future.
Mm, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. Did you manage to coordinate anything with Jamaica Moana? I know you mentioned wanting to work with her last time we spoke.
So we're actually in touch, and I went to her show right before I left because she came into the New Zealand tour. Mm. And we actually just messaged yesterday. Unfortunately, our timing was off in Sydney, but... yeah, we're definitely in touch and there's definitely going to be something there in the future.
It's super exciting, super exciting. Now, the new EP, it's called I'm That Bitch, and conceptually it's sort of a take on delusional wannabe celebrity ego. Were there any kind of, you know, pop culture figures that you drew from when embodying this character?
Not really. I kind of drew, again, from myself. Like, for instance, the song Famous. Like, I remember as a kid, I could always tell when there was cameras on me and, like, you know, and a helicopter would come past and I would pretend that it's the paparazzi. And so I always just kind of, like, played into this kind of aspect of it. And so I just wanted to kind of write an EP that was fun, that kind of just explored the aspect of, you know, the alter ego and different kind of concepts. And so Famous is, you know, about being famous. I'm That Bitch is me and my friend always used to just be like, you know what, I am that bitch. And I sometimes if you believe it, you become that bitch.
It's a lot of fun. I also love the track Ego, which has a crack up repeating line: ego in the speaker, ego getting deeper, ego in a mission, locked in position, chase that high. You know, in this track, are you sort of playing around with, you know, like the people on the club dance floor who have massive, you know, complexes around, like, strutting their stuff and, like, kind of dominating the space a little?
That song's actually more around, as an artist, I think that we have had some level of, like, slight ego, not in an unhealthy way, but when we're going on stage. And there's this whole emotional process that goes with that, the lead up, the build up, the nerves beforehand. And then when you're on stage, you kind of have to switch into this person, you know, this other kind of alter ego.
Mm.
And then after that, you know, there's this elation and there's this little bit of come down. So there's this whole high that comes with it. And I think as an artist, we sometimes, that becomes the drug almost, and that's what we're chasing, you know, is that high of performing.
And so is that a high for you?
100%. Like, live performing is where it's at for me. That's what I love doing the most. Like, I love every other aspect of the music industry and writing and studio time and, you know, visuals and things like that. But performing for me is definitely such a high. And so that song was just kind of like you know, tapping into that part of the ego as a performer, what we kind of have to step into sometimes.
As I think you covered last time you were here, you've got a holistic approach to music making. You plan out how dancers are going to do the choreo. You put in breaks and songs so people can boogie on the dance floor. What's your favorite song to dance to on stage from this EP?
Good question. I would say probably Ego at the moment, because I've performed the rest of them quite a lot. So it's kind of like when a song, like I only performed Ego for the first time in Australia, in Melbourne on New Year's Day. Mm. And so it's quite fresh to me performing. So I think it's always the fresh ones that are always fun, because you're kind of like, yes, this is kind of new, and mm-hmm. it kind of has this new feeling. So Ego at the moment for me is definitely my favorite to dance to.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't wait to play it very, very shortly. We've got that on lock. Is there a potential tour on the horizon? Are you going to be doing a big multi-date little tour?
You know what? If there's someone out there, there's a sugar daddy or a private investor that wants to flick me, you know, $50,000, then sure, bro. I will come and do a tour. But no, look, I would love to do a tour. I think I was just having this thought yesterday. I'd really love to do like one big show, like a real Art of England experience, like get more dancers involved and like, you know, kind of put everything into doing like one really massive experience. So I don't know, we'll see what happens. You never know what a year is going to bring, and so I'm definitely open to it.
Mm-hmm. Is this year going to be the same as last year, where you sort of just hone in, you really just focus on your music and don't do a whole lot of anything else?
This year is, after this EP, is around for me collaborations. So I've got a few collaborations already ready to go with other producers. I want to work with other.
We've lost Arden there. And Zoom, the Zoom connection is.
I just kind of want to take some time to not focus on my own thing, what comes from it, because.
Oh,
it is. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've got up to the point where you said you wanted to collaborate with more producers.
Yeah.
Oh man,
it's working with new artists and stuff this year. I think after this EP, a little bit different, and so for me, more collaborations. And
oh man, this is not very feasible.
Hey, a few rare.
Unfortunately, the connection is not very good here, Arden. So we might have to wrap it up now. it's really bad. But that happens. That's chill. I want to thank you for taking time out of your day to come on the program and have a chat with me about this new EP, I'm That Bitch. Do you have any final thoughts or considerations to leave us off with? I guess not. That was Arden England, folks. That was Arden England coming on to talk about their new EP, I'm That Bitch, which you can find wherever you find your music. Coming up very shortly, we have Amanda and Adam from Zonas coming on to do a live to ear, which is super, super exciting. But in the meantime, we're going to play some electro poppy goodness, starting off with Arden England's Ego, which is off of his new EP, I'm That Bitch. You're listening to The One. See you at 10 for that live to you.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.